Chapter 14. The non-flying Sage kids had all filed off to do the online tutorial. The online tutorial. When they were at an actual camp with actual dragons. So boring. Why would they choose that? Nori didn't understand until she happened to glance at Mitali. Oh. Mitali, Anemone, and the other non-flyers had looked to their headmaster to tell them what to do. And Father wanted them doing academics. They could have learned so much more from Dr. Nubley, though. Nori knew that from the moment they arrived at the hatchery. Dr. Nubley was a soft, round woman with flat hair, pale skin, and pink cheeks. She wore a Dragonhaven sweatshirt and didn't look glamorous, like Mo, or tough, like Blade. Instead, she looked whip-smart and cuddly. "Remember, keep your voices low and calm," Dr. Nubley told them as they walked into the hatchery. In a small glass box sat a group of three glowing purple eggs, each the size of a grapefruit. Nori put her hand up to the glass. It was warm to the touch. "These eggs," Dr. Nubley continued, "are special eggs. All dragon eggs are special, of course, but blurpers almost never hatch in captivity. These were found in a nest abandoned 1,000 miles from here. They were transported in the back of a truck hauling soda pop and pretzels. Can you believe it? They're only a couple of hours from hatching. If they survive in this human-made environment, we'll get the chance to observe infant blurpers." "If they survive," Nori said. "You mean they might die?" "Are blurpers the ones with huge talons?" asked Willa. "I read about those, I think." "Sure are," said Dr. Nubley. She turned to Nori. "We have high hopes that they'll hatch. They're fighters, and quite fierce. It's amazing the eggs are so small, isn't it? Now, if by chance we're lucky enough to see one of the dragons emerge, I'm going to need you all to step immediately away from the box."
"How come?" Nori asked.
"Because whelps are like ducklings," Dr. Nubley said. "They imprint on the first living creature they see."
"Imprint?" Nori repeated. "What does that mean?"
"It means to get attached," Sebastian explained. "A duckling is supposed to imprint on its mom, because its mom is the best duck to take care of it. But sometimes a duckling imprints on, like, a farmer or whatever. Then the duckling thinks the farmer is its mother."
"It is not ideal, not for the duckling or the farmer," Dr. Nubley concluded. "Same goes for whelps. If an egg shows signs of hatching, we'll quickly box it up and take it to the tangerine dragon habitat you visited earlier. The mother dragon there will hopefully take care of these blurpers, the way she cared for her own whelps. Blurpers can fly, but they're related to tangerines and sometimes cohabitate. It's the best shot we've got, really."
"I've read about blurpers, too," said Elliot. "They're kind of scary."
"They can be," Dr. Nubley answered. "But a blurper won't eat you, if that's what you're wondering. Blurpers don't have carnivore teeth. Their teeth are flat. Still, you don't want to be alone with an angry one. I'll say that." The group watched the incubator for several moments. The eggs sat there, being eggs.
"Moving on, then," Dr. Nubley said. She headed for a door on the other side of the room. "In the next wing, we have two cuddlepuss whelps who are thriving. They have fur, like rabbits."
"Are they scary?" asked Elliot. "You think that everything's scary," Sebastian pointed out.
"I do not."
"You're scared of dragons," said Sebastian. "Admit it."
Nori was at the end of the line. She dragged her feet, not ready to leave the blurper eggs. Would the blurpers really hatch soon? She wanted one more look. She hesitated at the door.
She could hear the others' voices growing dimmer. She'd take one last look, she decided, and then catch up. She returned to the glass box. Crack. Nori's eyes widened. Had she really heard what she thought she heard, or had she made it up? Crack! She heard it again, louder this time. One egg, the smallest one, had gone from a dark purple to a lovely bright magenta. Dr. Nubley? Nori called. Maybe you should come back. But Dr. Nubley was in the cuttlepuss room. Nori was alone. The egg wiggled. Nori held her breath. The egg jiggled. There was one last crack, more of a crickety crack this time, and a glowing pink line zigzagged across the egg. The two halves of the shell fell aside and... Wow. The dragon. The whelp, rather. It was pale pink. It nosed its way out of the egg and opened its large, dewy eyes. It was absolutely the cutest, most adorable, most lovable creature Nori had ever seen. Blurp! Cried the whelp. It was a teeny tiny baby dragon roar. Hi, little Bitsy, Nori said in a talking to bunny's voice. Hi, Rory. I'm going to name you Rory, okay? Blurp! Rory trilled. Blurp was right. Nori realized there was something familiar about Rory. The shape of her wings and talons. That was it. Nori knew those wings and talons. She'd experienced those same wings and talons firsthand. Well, first paw. Yes. When Nori added dragon to her kitten to make a dritten, the bit of dragon she fluxed into was a blurper dragon. Definitely a blurper, just like Rory. Nori put her hand to her heart. She knelt so that she was at the whelp's eye level. Rory's eyes were round like lollipops. Rory took a wobbly step toward Nori and trilled again. This time, her trill oozed with adoration. Nori scrunched her toes inside her sneakers. Then, ever so gently, she removed the lid of the warm glass box that held the eggs. She reached the tip of her finger over Rory's dewy head. Rory trilled and nuzzled closer. Ignoring her better judgment, Nori picked up the whelp and held it close. You smell like pumpkin seeds, little Rory, she said, leaning in and breathing deeply. Pumpkin seeds and cinnamon and grass. Nori knew she shouldn't. She really did know it. But Rory was just hatched and alive and all alone. Nori couldn't just leave her there with no mother or father, teacher or aunt. Rory was a blurper. Nori turned into a blurper. A blurper kitten, a blitten. Nori tucked the tiny dragon gently into the big front pocket of her hoodie and petted her through the fabric. I've got you, Rory, she whispered. Don't you worry. You're safe, and everything's going to be A-okay. I promise. Rory trilled. Nori was in love.